Oscar nominations are out, which is always one of the most exciting movie days of the year. In some ways more interesting than the movie awards themselves, and rather the winners themselves, because there can only be one winner. But here we get the short list of the movies that you absolutely had to see in 2015, and also who was ignored and overlooked. The list of the winners of Oscars does not match up very well with the list of the best movies ever made. So there's a long history of oversight, and it leads to great storytelling, because if it bleeds, it leads. So who was hurt most by these Oscar nominations? Well, for number one, there's been a hashtag going around Twitter, which is Oscars so white. And I think the tone-deaf nature of the Oscars, refusing to nominate a single minority or person of color in any category, is kind of shocking, especially with the performance of Will Smith being recognized for Concussion and Idris Elba being recognized for Beast of No Nation and supporting actor Golden Globe nominations. Now, maybe it's because that was a movie that was made on Netflix. The Oscars are thumbing their nose at the non-traditional route for getting films distributed. But what we're left with is a Oscars show that's going to be hosted by Chris Rock, and I'm sure he'll take note of the inequality of a voting pool of the Academy of Motion Picture Television Academy, who comes up with the nominations, who happens to be, I think it's like 76% white. But anyway, this is a strong year for films, and we're going to now talk about the people who were nominated. We'll go down Best Picture. Big surprise here is Bridge of Spies, Spielberg's spy movie, which was a good movie, but not at the level of the Revenant, which has 12 nominations, and Mad Max Fury Road has 10 nominations. My top three movies of the year were Mad Max, Revenant, and maybe Hateful Eight. I'm still working that one out, but it's nice to see two out of the three get nominated here. Also nominated Spotlight, Martian, Big Short, Room, and Brooklyn. Brooklyn and Room, two incredible movies who haven't gotten enough sort of press, so they'll benefit from this. Big Short, also nominated. The Martian is the one that kind of sticks out a little bit. Good movie, Oscar-worthy, no. Bridge of Spies, no. Now, what about Best Actor nominations? Any surprises here? Big surprise is Bryan Cranston getting nominated for Trumbo, and Matt Damon being for The Martian. And Fassbender for Steve Jobs, also a bit of a surprise, considering that Will Smith wasn't put in there. And really, this will be DiCaprio's win for The Revenant. The other performances not in the same class as DiCaprio's win here. Best Actress, Brie Larson should win for Room. Cate Blanchett for Carol, and Sarah Saoirse Ronan for Brooklyn. Also strong choices. Jennifer Lawrence for Joy. Surprising, would have rather seen Lily Tomlin or a number of other more deserving performances there. But Jennifer Lawrence, everyone loves Jennifer Lawrence, so it's okay sometimes to have the star factor in play. Here for supporting actress, Jennifer Jason Leigh, the big winner with her nomination for Hateful Eight. Strong performance as a counter to the Magnificent Seven. And this would be the role of women in the Academy and in the film history being recognized by the Academy itself. Also, Kate Winslet for Steve Jobs, bit of a surprise. Not nearly as big a surprise as Rachel McAdams in Spotlight, which is a great ensemble film, but really not a whole lot of individual strength to this role. Not that would equal Rooney Mara and Carol, or Brie Larson, who is going to win for Room, but the so that never mind that. But Alicia Vikander for Danish Girl, I think the winner here, and I don't think it's close. Well, actually, either Rooney Mara for Carol or Kate Winslet for Steve Jobs. Wouldn't be surprised if Winslet got a late push. Finally, supporting actor Tom Hardy takes the role that should have gone to Idris Elba. No Star Wars. Sylvester Stallone nominated also, and Christian Bale, very deserving. Mark Rylance for Bridge of Spies, shocker. Hardy for The Revenant, also shocker, not because he's not one of the best actors working today, but just because Idris Elba's performance not only was one of the stronger performances in this category, but maybe one of the strongest performances in any category. If you had to single out who won their category more than anybody else this year, Idris Elba for supporting actor one of the best. For best director, George Miller, it would be nice to see him win for Mad Max. Although nobody's going to get in the way of Alejandro González Iñárritu, whose Revenant is going to probably have him be the first back-to-back Oscar winner in a long time. It's a short list that includes Spencer Tracy, who won for two films in 36 and 37, and he'd be the first director to win back-to-back since John Ford won for Grapes of Wrath and How Green Was My Valley. Be the only other director with his win with Birdman last year. Joe Mankiewicz won for All About Ease and for Letter to Three Wives. Henry Mancini won for a soundtrack for Breakfast at Tiffany, Days of Wine and Roses. Catherine Hepburn won for Guess Who's Coming to Dinner and The Lion in Winter. And Jason Robards for All the President's Men and Julia. Tom Hanks won for Philadelphia and Forrest Gump, but Alejandro Iñárritu has made the movie of the year and is going to come home with many, many awards. Surprising that Tarantino was left out of the writing category, and really more interesting is that the Coen brothers snuck in with Bridge of Spies, and that Inside Out got nominated for original screenplay. Straight Outta Compton, another film overlooked by the Oscars So White hashtag. But really, this is going to be a year in which we talk a lot about why the nominations are the way they are, especially since Star Wars, which won B to the... I left Star Wars out of my list earlier, but I shouldn't have. It's one of the top movies of the year, if not the best movie of the year. So anyway, we're over 2 minutes, Marks, but, it's Oscar season.